Now, Scott, I was wondering if we could just start out by explaining your title, what you do for Gunnison County.
So I'm the emergency manager for Gunnison County. Job entails developing and updating the various emergency plans. So the emergency operations plan, communications plan, resource mobilization, recovery, the list goes on. There's probably about a dozen plans that I'm responsible for keeping updated, and then also making sure that that we test those and exercise them on a regular basis. Another big part of my job is multi-agency coordination, and that's working with all the first response agencies and other organizations in the Valley, just ensuring that everybody's talking to each other and we're on the same page in terms of response and you know, how we're going to react to situations.
Sure. So it's a pretty typical role for governments of all sorts and sizes. What challenges are unique to your job here in Gunnison County? What are you going to have to deal with as an emergency manager in Gunnison County that your counterparts don't have to deal with?
Well, I'm actually going to turn that around a little bit. I'm really fortunate, Chris, to live and work in Gunnison County. The relationships that we have in this valley are just amazing. And there's no egos, there's no turf battles. The agencies all work really well together. And so it makes my job so much easier to accomplish. And I just can't say enough good things about all the agencies and organizations in the valley that I work with. They support each other, they support me, and it makes for a very solid and efficient mechanism to respond.
Well, sure. And I guess I was wondering if you were going to say something about the fact that Gunnison County is more than 80% public land, and there's a lot of open space and things like that. Surely there's some things that are, you know, create some unique challenges to emergency management here in such a rural area. Can I ask you to elaborate on that?
Well, our biggest threats is our wildfire and floods. And obviously with the drought, that's exacerbated. Rural emergency managers face this is our resources. And so if we were to have an incident that is of long duration and fairly serious, we would need probably outside help to assist us with that. And it's, like I said, that's fairly common with most rural emergency managers. And I can't think of anything that's particularly unique about Gunnison County. You know, most rural counties face similar issues in terms of capacity to respond to incidents and then just having the depth on the bench to deal with a long-term incident.
Sure. I want to remind folks again that they can call in and ask their questions, 970-349-7444. I'll hand it over to my co-host, Chris Rourke.
So, Scott, in talking about, you know, the collaborative nature of what you do with other agencies and other parts of the state, we've seen this One Valley COVID response team. Tell me who that consists of and how that came about. I know you started with an incident command structure. How did the One Valley COVID response team, you know, adapt and did it really keep with your emergency plan, or were there adaptations that had to be made?
So the first part of March, I don't know if you recall, but the way that they were doing testing initially was people would call Gunnison Dispatch and asked to get tested. And then dispatch would send either a Crested Butte ambulance if it was up north or a Gunnison ambulance if it was down here to do the test. As things began ramping up in the state, and I want to say it was the weekend of March 6th, 7th, we quickly came to the realization that that plan was not working. And so we met here all day on a Saturday, whatever that was in March, that first weekend. We were here for about 12 hours trying to hammer out a good solid plan, which we did. And then we were here on the Sunday also most of the day, refining that plan, contacting people, identifying who's gonna serve in what roles. And then Monday, we actually were doing our first command and general staff meeting, preparing for the, you know, for the onset of the pandemic. And that's when we were notified we had our first case. And it, you know, we'd started having conversations about the possibility of the pandemic in late February, mid-February, as we were seeing what was happening in Asia and then on the West Coast of the United States. And so, you know, we weren't we weren't caught off guard. We've been preparing for it. I think the suddenness with which it hit Colorado maybe caught a number of people in state off guard, but I feel like we were pretty well positioned to react to that. And you had asked me about who's serving in what role. So Joni Reynolds, Director of Public Health, is incident commander, as is CJ Malcolm. He's the chief of Gunnison Valley EMS. So they serve in a co-role there. Then Melissa Post, she's the deputy chief ranger out at Kirikani. She's one of the deputy ICs, and I am the other deputy IC. And the reason we doubled up in that position, in both of those positions, was for redundancy, so that if somebody got sick, you know, we had some backup. The other piece of that was huge decision-making lifts early on in this, and so being able to spread out that decision-making and the workload, and it really helped a lot. And we tried to do that in all the various positions. We had people serving in command staff from the town of Crestview, Mount Crestview, city of Gunnison, obviously Gunnison County. We also had staff here from the U.S. Forest Service early on too.
And how much adaptation occurs in not only the pandemic, but anytime you're faced with an emergency? I know you have the plan in place, but certainly there's got to be some adaptation movement because maybe one thing doesn't work or something can work better. Maybe speak to that.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what kind of incident, you know, the best laid plans, the mice and men comes to mind. But yeah, we made a lot of changes, not only to the emergency operations plan, but also to the public health pandemic plan. And I don't want to say a lot of changes, but there were a number of changes that had to, you know, we had to adapt as we went on this. And, you know, we made mistakes and we learned from those. And you know, we're coming into another wave that looks fairly serious. And I think from a process and staffing standpoint, we're in a good spot to be able to react to this next wave.
Thanks for tuning in to KBUT. This is Community Matters. We're talking to Scott Morrill, the emergency manager for Gunnison County. Already, we've talked about COVID-19 response. I know that later on in the show, we are going to bring up things like broadband communications that were dealt with last week when communications went out. Also, power outages that occurred in September due to some early winter snowstorms. These are all things that Scott's had to deal with. In the midst of the pandemic, some 200, 300 days in to the pandemic. Remember, you can join the conversation. We are starting to get some calls in with some questions specifically about broadband communications. We'll be getting to that in just a moment. But you can call and ask your question of Scott Morrill, 970-349-7444. And before we get into those things, I wanted to talk about a topic that took me some time to understand because I think it was a little bit unique here in Gunnison County. Scott, can you explain? Gunnison Valley Health is a critical care access hospital. Can you explain what that means?
So it's a level 4 trauma center, and they have no ICU beds, but they essentially what they do is they take critical patients and stabilize them, and then if that patient needs a higher level of care, then they get sent to Montrose, Grand Junction, or the Front Range. And I'm not exactly sure what all is involved in that designation as a level 4 trauma center, but they, you know, as it with during the COVID pandemic, early on when critical patients came in, they were quickly move to higher levels of care, either Montrose or Grand Junction, and occasionally the Front Range.
And I was wondering if you could describe the relationship between Gunnison Valley Health Hospital, the healthcare system here in the Gunnison Valley, and the government entity of Gunnison County. What is their relationship?
Well, just from a working standpoint, it's a very good relationship. The hospital has been so supportive and engaged in the pandemic. It's just been really refreshing to see. I mean, we do hear stories around the state of you know, folks not playing nice in the sandbox together, but the hospital has been incredibly supportive and has done a lot in response to the pandemic.